The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 197 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update published December 22. This is the largest increase in cases reported by the health unit in a single day, and the last 7 days have also brought a record number of cases with 852 new cases reported during the week of December 12, and this week is tracking to exceed that amount. 19% of those cases were children under 12 years old. Because of the local and provincial surge in cases, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is limited in its capacity to follow up with cases and close contacts. The health unit confirmed it is collecting less contact tracing data and may not be able to indicate the transmission source. Dr. Charles Gardner, medical officer of health for the region, is asking people to be responsible if they become a case or become ill by staying home and reaching out to close contacts to inform them if you receive a positive COVID-19 test. For more information, visit the health unit website here. Gardner said the amount of information reported by the health unit will become diminished over time if case counts continue at this level. One thing I would say is that we've had between December 12 and 18, 29 community exposures reporting more than one case, said Gardner. Those could potentially be COVID-19 outbreaks, but the health unit has not investigated them to the level required to declare an outbreak because of limited resources. It's important to realize, it's possible to get exposed and get infected in many, many locations, said Gardner. He credited the more transmissible Omicron variant as the main reason for the surge, but noted there are still outbreaks with both the Delta and Omicron strain detected. The pattern here is younger people, in a variety of settings, and high vaccine failure rate with two doses, said Gardner. He noted a booster dose has been shown to provide a better level of protection against infection and hospitalization, though that's not perfect either. Breakthrough cases and hospitalizations in people with 3 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been reported in Simcoe Muskoka region. The new cases reported today include Collingwood, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old. All cases still under investigation. Clearview, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 7 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 3 cases between 45 and 64 years old. All cases are still under investigation or the transmission source is listed as undetermined. Barrie 6212 youth under 18 years old, 29 people between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 35 and 44 years old, 14 people between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 1 case is outbreak related and the rest are still under investigation or are listed with the transmission source as undetermined. There is an active outbreak at the Barrie View Retirement Home, declared December 17, and there are 15 resident cases, and fewer than 5 staff cases reported with the outbreak to date. Springwater, 15, 5 youth under 18, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 between 35 and 44 years old, and 4 people between 45 and 64 years old. Innisfil, 17, 3 youth under 18, 6 between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired and the rest are listed as undetermined or under investigation. Bradford, 14, 2 youth under 18, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 12, 5 youth under 18 years old, 5 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people over 79 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, and the rest are under investigation or undetermined. Oro Medonte, 8, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. All cases are still under investigation or listed as undetermined. Severn, 3, 2 cases between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person over 79 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related and the other 2 are still under investigation. Remara, 2, 1 youth under 18 years and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Midland, 3, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Tiny, 4, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. All 4 cases are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 3, 2 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Issa, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 17, 3 youth under 18 years old, 6 people between 18 and 34 years old, 4 people between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All cases still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 2, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Muskoka, 19, Bracebridge, 2, Lake of Bays, 1, Gravenhurst, 2, Huntsville, 12, Muskoka Lakes, 1, Georgian Bay Township, 1. Included in the new cases reported today are 43 unvaccinated, 9 partially vaccinated, and 145 fully vaccinated people. There are 1,495 active cases in the region. 8 people have been hospitalized since Friday's report for a total of 31 Simcoe Muskoka residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 75 unvaccinated people hospitalized with COVID-19, 10 partially vaccinated, and 31 fully vaccinated in Simcoe Muskoka. All have been over 12 years old. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 17,931 cases of COVID-19 with 16,150 of those cases recovered and 286 cases ending in death. About 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least 1 dose of a COVID vaccine. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 22. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Aj Tosarantio 275,263 the 2nd of December 21 2,329 76.7% Barry 6,176.5 492,134 the 12th of December 21 4,026 195.85.8% Bradford WG 2,525 2,377.41 December 21st 5 784,140.85.7% Clearview 200,175.5 the 2nd of December 21 1,330.53.84.5% Collingwood 340,311 the 4th of December 21 1,378.45.89.5% ESA 692,637.6 the 1st of December 21 2 871,125.75.1% Innisfil 1,659.1,518.21 The 1st of December 21 4,024.187.84.8% Midland 312,269.6 The 2nd of December 21 1,704.93.87.1% New Tecumseth 1,851,745.19 The 1st of December 21 469,116.80.4% Aurelia 613,517.10 The 1st of December 21 1 183,154.89.5% Oro Medant 390,325 6 the 3rd of December 21-1 672,129.84.1% Penetanguishene 274,253 the 8th of December 21 2,843.52.90.5% Remara 177,161 1 the 1st of December 21 1,693.96.86.7% Severn 180,146 the 3rd of December 21 1 200,185.3% Springwater 536,423 3 the 2nd of December 21 2 501,327.91.7% Tay 183,160 the 3rd of December 21 632,125.87.4% Tiny 198,173 2 the 1st of December 21 1 475,127.79.7% Wasaga Beach 437,408.5 the 2nd of December 21 1,843.59.86.6% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 12. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.